Log Talk Radio.
Almost time for some lovesick zombies. Yes, it is. Now, so many of you have been harassing me. I love the way you harass. Don't take that the wrong way. About who's the guy that sings that this Pac-Man song? Well, there's a whole, wow, he has a whole amazing page. His name is Terry Gripp, and this is another one of his songs called Old Navy. He's very funny. He's really good music. I'm amazed.
I like to call that, that's reversible.
So, for those of you who are asking for Miss Pac-Man's song, I will be getting that up for download for you next week, because today, I had to turn off the music for that, today is the beginning of the lovesick zombie phase. You clones out there are crazy. Some of you are like, where the hell is my rocket launcher? We know. We hear you. We hear your pleas. Our little minions are over here cranking them out to you as quickly as possible. Those of you who are asking for 80 and 12 of them, you cannot have 80 or 12. You can have one rocket launcher. Sorry, people. One.
They always got to try, though. They always got to try.
But I love your enthusiasm. This is hilarious. You guys have us cracking up over here. We hope you enjoy them. They're coming out to you in the order the orders were received. So don't panic. Yours is coming. And they're being worked on quickly. Yay. Ginger was threatening to keep them for herself, but I talked her out of it.
Yes, they're so pretty. I want them all of them.
Even though they all look exactly alike.
Yes, I'd have to find a way to attach them, like keep like four of them on my cool little ATV. Oh, yeah.
Yes, wow. All locked and loaded, baby. All
mm-hmm.
locked and loaded.
Yeah, bring it.
So welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I, of course, am Corey.
And I might be Ginger. Yes, I'm Ginger. Yeah, for sure.
It just mean. She took all the ATVs in the game.
Oh, and I painted them purple, and they're so pretty.
I just got a note from the person that's filling your lovely rocket launcher orders. Those of you, again, with the multiple orders, you'll get one. I'm going to say this again. One copy. Once we notice that there's two, your second order will be canceled. So don't send more than one, people. One. And it must be a valid email address. So if you didn't put in a valid email address, you don't get your rocket launcher.
No.
So anyway, I guess we need to move on to the news because these people are crazy. But we love you. It's like all kind of crazy that we love. Keep them coming. You're giving us good laughs today. You want me to go first today? Because I got funny stories.
Yeah, I'll let you go first because my first one's a little bit sad, actually.
Oh, maybe we should let you go first and then I do the funny one.
Okay. All right. Well, then I can go first. I'm pulling this from Game Politics because, you know, I love them. But EA shutting down 3 war servers. Warhammer Online. Yeah,
ouch.
Not doing so good.
We saw that
EA's, EA's Mythic Games division has shut down 3 more Warhammer Online servers. Players will receive free transfers to other servers if they currently have any characters on the affected entry point in the virtual world. So two U.S. servers, one Germany-based server, will be closed down. The population of those servers will be rolled into existing servers. So pretty much that's not good. They're looking at a steady drop-off of subscribers. Developers and publishers tend to consolidate and tighten operations to save money and better manage smaller communities. But, I really had high hopes for Warhammer. I'm a big Mythic fan. Came from Dark Age Gamelot, but
me too.
Yeah, Warhammer just wasn't it. It wasn't the next Dark Age Gamelot.
Well, it had some merits. I just it was a little confusing.
They took out my favorite thing. They changed my favorite thing. The reason why I went to it in the first place was I was expecting Dark Age Camelot type battles, battleground, frontier type fighting, and they really didn't have that. And I didn't like it.
Really? Well, you know, I don't know.
I liked being able to set my siege equipment anywhere. I didn't like being told where I could set my siege equipment.
Oh, you don't tell Ginger where she put her siege equipment. That's a bad idea.
No.
That was a bad idea. I'm sorry. My thing was is that I'm very much, as Ginger's learning, very much a solo player. Not that I'm not a team player, but I very much like to roam because I drive other people crazy. I'm stopping to look at textures. I'm looking at the sunrise. I need to get close to the thing that's eating me so I can see how many teeth it has, that type of stuff. So I drive people crazy. So I tend to go off by myself a lot, and I couldn't do that in Warhammer. I had to play with other people. That was annoying.
Yeah, that upset me too. You could not go into the dungeons alone. I like to solo. Mm-hmm. And no, you had to have a group to go into dungeons and do these things, and that's just not the way I want to play.
Amen. Well, that's it. That is sad news for those of you who love the game still. However, I have the cutest little thing. Oh, so adorable. Doesn't Valentine's Day make you all soft and frilly? Okay, so apparently, my word is back, yes. Characters from the iPhone app, the Moron Test, are going to appear in the new animated Valentine's Day short. This is from the developers over at Distinct Dev. They are the developers behind 2010's number one paid iPhone app. And it's announcing again the release of a new animated short. And it's called the Dewy-Eyed Turtle.
Aw, that sounds so cute.
He's from the Moron Test beloved cast of characters. And, of course, this is being done in celebration of Valentine's Day. The animated short is a romantic story centered around the turtle and his quest for love. And I watch it. It's so cute. It's already been downloaded over 11 million times from the iPhone or the App Store, also on the Android market, and the Ovi Store, which I have no idea what that is. We got to check that out. 2011 says it will see the Moron Test characters break into other forms of entertainment, including animated cartoons, plush toys, and more. The Moron Test is one of Apple's top 20 best-selling apps of all time. It is also the number 8 top paid game on the Android market as well. Having recently announced plans for cross-platform expansion of the Moron Test onto the iPad, BlackBerry, Windows, and the Windows 7 phone, Intel App Up, and the Mac App Store, Distinct Dev sees this as the perfect time to release the first extension of their famous cast of characters beyond the app. It's so cute. He is cute. I want a turtle.
I love turtles, so yeah.
And it's kid-safe and it's safe for work, and it's about 99 cents on the App Store. And
that's cheap.
Yeah, and it's the same on the Android if you have a Droid phone, which you'll hear mine talking shortly here in the back. Not mine, but other people.
Droid.
Yeah, Droid.
All right, so RuneScape. You hear me grinning? RuneScape? Mm-hmm. All right, well, they're still around and kicking. I haven't quite decided why, but they got to be doing something right, so I got to give that to them. RuneScape hosts a bloodthirsty Valentine's Day weekend. Yay! Jagex Game Studio announces a bloodthirsty series of community events to celebrate the Valentine's Day weekend. The world's most popular free-to-play MMORPG today announced a weekend of events to celebrate Valentine's Day. The community events will be set in the newly restored Wilderness Player versus Player Arena of RuneScape. Kicking off the series of events will be the community's biggest ever fighting-a-thon. Fight-a-thon. Oh, I did read that wrong.
Okay. Wow.
I sounded so much more amusing. The RuneScape Valentine's Day Massacre, running Saturday 12th and Sunday 13th of February. During the fight-a-thon, players will be creating their own death-inducing events, and clans will battle one another in the player-killing run-in events to see which clan will be held victorious. If you'd rather not partake in the bloodthirsty massacre, then there are numerous other ways to get involved. Jagex are holding a marketplace-themed event for players who prefer crafting or trading items, allowing entrepreneurial players to gain wealth by supplying the items needed for player-versus-player combat. The community management team are also hosting a competition where players can guess the level of carnage throughout the Valentine's weekend. For full details about any of the events being run in RuneScape and the Valentine's Day competition, please visit the RuneScape forums. So this is pretty awesome. If you want to find out more, head over to runescape.com.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's fine by me. No.
Actually, I was talking and I was muted, so that was fun. Okay.
Like, oh, did I lose it?
I'm still here. Okay. So, Calypso Media, our new favorite company, and the Chromatic signed the Dark Eye license agreement for brand of the for the brand of an upcoming action role playing game, because we always need more of those. The name of the game is, or actually the brand is called The Dark Eye, and it's for their upcoming action role-playing game called okay, I'm going to screw this up. And it's not that it's a hard word, it's just crazy. Demonicon? Demon? Icon? Yeah, I'm having one of those days. The game is scheduled for release in 2012 and will be developed using the official rules of Europe's biggest role-playing world and will now be titled The Dark Eye. Demonicon? I give up saying that word. They're saying by integrating the official The Dark Eye rules and that other name I can't pronounce, it becomes the must-have title in the hearts and minds of the fans of The Dark Eye world and creates a new and exciting brand for fans of the action role-playing games to experience. And this is from Simon Helwig, who's the global manager at Calypso Media Group. The Dark Eye, that other word, is currently under development by Numina Studios and Calypso-owned development studio in Berlin for Windows PC and next-gen consoles. Again, is scheduled for release in 2012. They do not have a website with information about this. I know Calypso Media does have a website, just not about this. So we'll keep you posted. Oh, and another thing I wanted to mention, if you're not familiar with Calypso Media or you think you're not, they made Tropico 3, which is one of my favorite games, so they're awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right. I know some fanboys are going to be quite pleased with this next announcement. Oh, I cannot talk today. I give up.
Every day we can't talk.
Something. All right. So, Batman Arkham City comic book miniseries announced.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Batman Arkham Asylum was one of the most successful video games of 2009 and earned a Guinness World Record for the most critically acclaimed superhero game ever.
Wow.
Well, this May, find out what happened between Batman Arkham Asylum and its highly anticipated sequel in Batman Arkham City, a six-issue miniseries that bridges the gap between two games and leads into the game's release this autumn. All right, so written by Batman, the animated series writer Paul Dini? D-I-N-I? D-I-N-I?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. And drawn by Batman Arkham Asylum and Batman Arkham City concept artist Carlos Dionda, Batman Arkham City picks up 1 year after the original game, where former Arkham warden turned newly elected mayor of Gotham City, Quincy Sharp, has decided to close down the infamous institution. And instead, he establishes Arkham City, the new maximum security home for all of Gotham City's thugs, gangsters, and insane criminal masterminds. Set inside the heavily fortified walls of a sprawling district in the heart of Gotham City, inmates can roam free and do whatever they want as long as they don't try to escape. To run this urban prison, Sharp has appointed Dr. Hugo Strange, a man who knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Uh-oh.
Each issue of the miniseries will be available day and date digitally worldwide for $2.99 each. Let me see if I can find you a website. Doesn't look like I actually have one. So I guess just check out your favorite little comic book store. I'm sure they will have something. Maybe head over to dccomics.com for more information.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. You think they'd give me an actual website to send people over to?
Not.
Yes.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, I wasn't even waiting for an email. I haven't played Arkham Asylum yet. I played a demo, and I was blown away by the demo. Just haven't had the time to pick up the copy. But I do believe it does rank as one of the top video game ports from comic books. Amazing. Well, here's some other news about EA, because EA just can't stay out of the news, media whores that they are. EA... This is probably not a bad thing, but this comes from our friends Game Politics, who we've already mentioned that we adore. EA has responded to a recent Fox News segment that asked the question, is Bulletstorm the worst video game in the world? And made the amazing claim that the increase in rapes can be attributed to playing games. Good God, what is going on? There were other amazing claims in the report, but the most disturbing words came from psychologist Carol Lieberman. Remember we told you about her? Who insisted that there is a correlation between playing sex scenes in games and rape. And she told Fox News, the increase in rapes can be attributed in large part to the playing of sexual scenes in video games. Of course, there's no research to back up her claims that we're aware of, but the truth should never get in the way of talking a good point. Tammy Schachter, Vice President of Public Relations for EA, issued a lengthy statement to Game Informer concerning the Fox News segment, and she's saying, as you know, Bulletstorm is a work of entertainment fiction that takes place in the 26th century on the abandoned fictitious paradise planet Stygia, where our heroes fight mutants, monsters, flesh-eating plants, and gigantic dinosaurs. Epic People Can Fly and EA are avid supporters of the ESA and believe in the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, that's ESRB rating system, and we believe in and abide by the policies put in place by the ESRB. Bulletstorm is rated M for mature. It's also rated mature for blood, gore, intense violence, partial nudity, sexual themes, strong language, and use of alcohol. The game and its marketing adhere to all guidelines set forth by the ESRB. Both are designed for people 17 and over. Never is the game marketed to children. I can attest to that. So you can take a look at the rest of that story over on Game Politics or go straight to the source at Game Informer. And then you should pop right back over to the ECA and sign up, because here we're getting ready for our next fight here from these people. This Carol Lieberman, wow. I don't know. It's amazing to me. Amazing.
Some people's children.
And not just some people. I could blow holes through all this argument, but we won't do it in the morning. We'll save it for later on.
Y'all got Corey going. She's going to get y'all later.
Grr.
Mm-hmm.
Grr. Corey smash.
Corey smash. Corey bang. Corey mad.
So I didn't get done while I sipped this coffee.
Okay. Message to players with secret ambitions to rule the galaxy. Iceberg Interactive and Blind Mind Studios reach publishing agreement for 4X Space RTS Star Ruler. Video games publisher Iceberg Interactive and game development company Blind Mind Studios have their heads far above the clouds now that they have come to a publishing agreement for Star Ruler, the space RTS for PC. Star Ruler will help players obtain galactic domination for September 2011 onwards. Iceberg Interactive CEO Eric Schroeder says Star Ruler is a great-looking game that actually makes you feel like you are in space. From enjoying a stellar-sized view of strategic moves to zooming in to the thick of the ship-to-ship combat action when needed. We will hold back the retail release until the game has reached its full potential, something that the developer is continuing to work very hard on. While extending its core followers, a core that we aim to greatly expand on with the in-store release later this year. Blind Mind Studios is proud to partner with Iceberg Interactive to bring Star Ruler to store shelves. We hope players are excited as we are for the upcoming retail release. The studio is in full swing preparing the game for launch. It's going to be something special. All right, so you want more information, you want to check out some screenshots, you can head over to iceberg-interactive.com. Looks like they've got at least three new screenshots. So although the game has had its initial digital release at the end of 2010, the development team of Blind Mind Studios has been and will be working on new gameplay features, additional content, and a number of enhancements that will be included in the Iceberg's retail release, as well as patched into Iceberg's digital version. A complete list of the final features, including bonus materials for the box version, will be made public when closer to the retail release. All right, so you want to find out more, again, head over to iceberg-interactive.com.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, remember yesterday we told you about a gaming site that was moving their media to the iPad, which I thought was an excellent idea. Well, apparently another company is doing the same thing. Indie comic books are incoming on the PlayStation Digital Networks with digital comics. Zalek who's a company that's doing this, is an independent publisher based in France, and this company specializes in the production of games and comic books only sold digitally on consoles and PC. So back in October, Zalig announced that its first PlayStation Store project with the Minis title Shift Extended, a very special version of the game which met tremendous success both on the internet and on mobile phones. Over 16 million players, that's pretty successful. They're saying that these are for indie comics. Zalig supports the independent developers and independent comic artists as well. It allows these artists to create and distribute their creations that otherwise might not have been released in paper format. Indeed, the digital distribution gives them more freedom compared to traditional printed comics, number of pages, format, theme, average retail price, and so on. David Costagariot, did I pronounce that right? Who's Zalig's founder. He says the idea behind the creation of a comics label was to help independent comics creators reach an international audience. Thanks to Sony with their store and their unique technologies, we can now make it happen. I think this is an excellent idea. They already have 4 comic books scheduled for this quarter. They will be available for download for about 99-something francs, quid, pound. Yeah, and 99 cents for us, and also $2.99 for us, and then $3.99 and $3.19 respectively in the other monies. And these comic books are going to be by, let's see, Super Ors World from Jonathan Sylvester, and God vs. Humans from cartoonist Piccolo. And also I had a second person who wrote the script, Andre Emelric, Racer Islands, Pierre Chatillon and Hubert Chardot, Beyond Pixels, Zandra and Aidit Satankin. We are always behind on this kind of stuff, and we have so many independent comic book artists. I happen to know a couple. So I can't wait to see this. So you guys should go and check their website out. It is Zalig.com, and I'm saying G, but I think it's a Q, Zallaq.com. Or you can, again, their stuff is only available for digital download. You can't get a printed copy, which saves our little trees. And you can find them on Facebook as well, the same name, and on Twitter. Amazing.
That is awesome.
No more tree deaths.
No more tree deaths. Oh, Corey, there's another game out. We are so screwed. The new time management game brings dozens of perfect weddings.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. I told you. Sugar Games today announces the availability of its new addictive time management game, Wedding Salon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. See, what y'all don't understand, it's we play a Facebook game, and, oh, we're constantly battling with each other over this. All right, so built around a romantic and inspiring storyline, the game puts a player in the shoes of the enterprising soon-to-be bride managing a chain of wedding salons and preparing for her own big day.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. In the game, you assume the role of Holly, a young, ambitious girl in charge of a wedding salon. You start with an almost empty place and only one location. But as the game progresses, you earn the money to upgrade the equipment and add extra services and turn your salon into a chain of upscale establishments.
No.
Mm-hmm. You are in for 70 levels in 10 different locations. The better the salon gets, the more clients it sees, and the more it comes. And there comes a time when you need to hire assistants to manage customer influx. A perfect chance to exercise your management skills.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it on Facebook?
No, actually, it looks like it's a PC game.
Oh, well, that's will save us at least. Not really. I forgot we get them. Run!
I know. This looks hilarious. The salon provides a wide variety of services so that the clients could thoroughly prepare for the wedding. List of services includes massage, tanning, and hairstyling.
Oh, God.
Customers also want to pick a beautiful bouquet, choose an elegant outfit, and find unique gifts for the wedding. And it's your job to help them make a choice. Brides, grooms, their friends, and relatives all want this day to be special. Their different tempers and impatience are making the game more challenging.
No.
The developers also added small, nice tricks allowing you to lift clients' moods and increase their patience. Top-notch service earns Holly generous tips and consequently expert points.
No.
And that's where it comes to the best part. The expert points can be spent on Holly's perfect wedding.
No.
With enough expert points, you can choose Holly's dress, furnish, and decorate her new house and
stop
more.
Stop it. You're evil. Stop it.
I know. All right. So it's going to be $9.95 in U.S. It's for Windows XP, Vista, and Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more at, there's also a free demo.
Oh.
Get you addicted.
No.
sugargames.com/wedding salon.
Let me write that down.
Sugargames.com/salon.
And I'm so not lying. If you want a picture of it written on my paper on my desk, we'll send it. Okay. Ginger, that's not nice.
I thought it was awesome.
Oh, I've been trying to stay away from that other game. Really? And you just draw me right back in. Evil, evil, evil.
I know.
Why? Why do you hate me? Well,
I love you, Corey.
No, you don't. So let me see if I can squeeze this in before, because we got about 4 minutes before we go off live and go into streaming for you lovely people that like to listen to us downloaded. War Rock celebrates its fourth year with login and win contest. War Rock, a premier FPS title of from Gamers First, and that's gamersfirst.com, celebrates its four-year anniversary, launching a new game mode, Hero Mode. Don't you just hear the trumpets? In addition, Alienware has sponsored the login and win contest. I did say Alienware, yes, for a chance to win Alienware's MX-15 laptop. I'm so over there. Hero Mode puts players in 4v4 team combat, one player from each team chosen at random to become the hero. Playable only in the new Biolab map, heroes can unlock a wealth of abilities, including temporary invincibility, increased movement speed, exposing enemies on the minimap, and team health regeneration. Once a hero is killed, a new one is chosen. Gamers First is also giving away a special promo code to receive an MP5K for 3 days. Players need to enter the code HAPPYBDAY, no dash, HAPPYBDAY, all together, to receive their free gift. In addition to celebrating its anniversary, War Rock will be hosting a number of special holiday inventory additions, in-game events, and new items, including Valentine's Day Lucky Shot. Lucky Shot was actually launched back in December and is a game of chance, offering players the opportunity to win certain guns and items in game. Stop pinging me during the show, people. For the holiday, Lucky Shot will offer a chance for players to win 4 new pink weapons. Pink, are you trying to use up on our? They are. There's a pink gun kill event. Win your gun in Lucky Shot and get a better chance to win either a scope or a Silence Famas G2. This pink gun event kill event is playable in any game mode except zombie mode. Thank you. That's ours. I'll be contacting them after the show. You could go and check them out on Facebook /War Rock and gamersfirst.com/War Rock. And I'm saying War, WARROCK. And you can also find them on Twitter at the same name. We are so nasal today. And I do believe with that, it is time for us to break. I got another song from Perry Group for you. This is for those of us who are not as lucky as Ginger to have an iPhone.
I hate my life and I wanna die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart. Suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
My life. You guys, that's the break. You rocket launcher people, no breathe. They're coming.
My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
Like a boat capsizing. No hope on the horizon. Got a 2-year contract and I'm stuck on Verizon.
I got no iPhone. 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 I got no iPhone.
It's 2009, people, and everybody should have an iPhone.
I got no iPhone.
Don't you love that?
That is awesome.
I love this guy. I think I'm going to hunt him down and sit in his lap. He may have to go on my list. So we got about a minute left.
About a minute?
Yeah, so just tease him a little bit. Just tease him because it's going to shut off the middle of your story. You know it is.
Yeah, I may have something about, you know, grim jogglers and whistling bombs.
Whistling
bombs. I don't
know.
Minefields. Yeah.
Okay, I want to know what you're talking about.
All right, Grim Joggers gets a whistling update. The most popular group jogging game on the iTunes App Store has been updated. This update includes a brand new world called Battlefield Bodybuilding. In this world, the joggers need to avoid minefields and whistling bombs while navigating through an unforgiving battlefield. Oh, yes. I think I'm going to have to get this. This sounds like fun, but I don't want to navigate through. I just want to kill my guys. Grim Joggers is a survival group jogging game with online leaderboards and achievements. The players lead joggers as far as possible before they all face a gruesome death. The players control 15 joggers through some of the most hostile jogging environments on the planet. The first jogger does exactly as the player tells him to, and the following joggers will mimic these actions. The more room for error the player can leave, the more joggers will survive each obstacle. Grim Joggers now offers 4 unique worlds with original perils for each world. Each world has its own achievements and a leaderboard. The game is available on the iTunes App Store. So far, the game has appeared on 10 iPad games list within 6 countries and top 10 arcade games list in 23 countries. It is a universal app, so that's pretty awesome. All right, so you want some screenshots, maybe some video, head over to grimjoggers.com. Otherwise, head over to the Apple iTunes Store and pick it up now.
No one, you can't make me.
Yeah, because you don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, as you heard from the song, I don't got no iPhone. Well, you people, you hackers, modders, not that we don't love you, but sometimes you got to know when to quit, according to Game Politics. According to a post also on the PS3 hacking modding site called PSX Scene, Sony has managed to cut PlayStation Network access to jailbroken PS3s using older firmware. According to that, to PSX Scene, PS3 owners using custom firmware had 2 methods of getting by the authentication process prior to Sony's fix. That's what that fix was. Remember we were talking about that? One method involved changing the DNS settings on the PS3 manually, then redirecting PSN request to a web server hosting a hacked verification file. And the reason why we're telling you how to do it now is because it no longer works. Trust me, if it did work, we wouldn't tell you. This would cause it to send a message to the system telling it that it's running current firmware. The second method employed a similar process but used a PC as a proxy server to intercept DNS requests. Oh, all this geek talk is just hot. Both methods have for the time being, been made ineffective. Okay? Sorry, guys. For those of you running custom firmware on your PS3s, PSX Scene offers some advice, which we're not going to share with you, except for the first option. Buy another PS3 and do it properly. Yeah, or just get the upgrade, something. But you can go and check them out, PSXScene.com, and it's PSX-Scene.com, and tell them that we sent you over. I don't do hacks on my consoles. PC is one thing, but your console, because, yeah, once you screw it up, you've screwed it up. With your PC, there's ways to, you know, you overclock your system and you burn up something, you can replace that part. That's one thing I don't believe in. No modded Xboxes, no modded PlayStations or Wiis or any of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
I don't mess around with the console.
Place.
Yeah, I just leave it alone and enjoy what I can so I don't end up labeled Cheater McCheaterson's like Ginger's favorite person.
Oh, yeah, but don't you know he has some kind of, I don't know.
He has Tudor McTudorson's disease is what he has.
Apparently, yep. All right, so forgive me, I may die laughing while I'm reading this one. This is a little weird. Birds Kill Your Paw. Now, Bird Assassin, Birds Kill Your Paw. It is up to you to avenge his death. Upgrade your weapons to kill as many birds as you can, but watch out for that huge chicken. Yes. Social Owner Studios is proud to announce their newest game, Bird Assassin. The title will soon be available on the Xbox 360 Indie Games channel for 80 Microsoft points. Oh, God, yes. Brian Anderson, lead game designer at Social Owner Studios. When chickens steal your truck and try to run the player over, my first thought was, what the hell are we doing? Are we actually doing this? The lead artist designer says, I'm tired of drawing dead birds. lead sound engineer Joshua Long, this game is stupid. All right. So game features. All right. So single player, upgrade your weapons to kill more birds. Some sample guns, AK-47, auto shotgun, minigun, plus many more. Multiple enemies, chickens, ducks, turkeys, ostriches, bomb-dropping owls, suicide chickens. Oh, my God. lots of exciting levels, 3 difficulty levels. Hard is really hard. Customize the soundtrack. Listen to your own music stored on your Xbox 360.
I can't hold it anymore.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Chickens.
And bomb dropping owls. All right, so again, that is Bird Assassin. It's out by Social Loner Studios. Xbox 360, Indie Games Channel, Indie Microsoft Points. Head over there, go find it.
I am trying very hard not to look at the wedding game. So, look away, look away. So apparently there's going to be a big party in your living room. When?
This is a party?
Party.
In my living room?
Well, in everybody's living room. Starting February 16th through March 16th, Xbox Live is proud to present the biggest party ever. It's the second annual Xbox Live Arcade House Party, again, starting February the 16th. And it's a new hit downloadable game on Xbox Live Arcade every Wednesday. So Xbox Live, of course, is home to some of the most innovative and fun downloadable games at a great value on Xbox. Whether you're sitting on the same couch or on the other side of the world, invite your friends because this party is one you don't want to miss. And they have a couple of games. There's the Letting Flip that's going to be available during the party. The first one is Hardcore Uprising from Konami, available for 1,200 Microsoft points. And I'm going to need my cousin, especially if she's listening, to sit down and take a deep breath when I say this next one. Bejeweled Blitz Live. Yes. 800 Microsoft points. Breathe. Sit down, girl. It's going to be released 23rd of February. Okay, and I'm going to need to tell myself to sit down for this one. Beyond Good and Evil HD. March the 2nd. 800 Microsoft points. Forget that I already have a copy. I'll download it again. Torchlight, also from Runic and Microsoft Game Studios, for 1,200 Microsoft points. That's due out on March 9th. Full House Poker. Some of you need to stay away from the poker. You're addicted, just like I am. 16th of March, 800 Microsoft points. And, of course, you can always stay up to date with the latest announcements regarding these games, because I'm sure there'll be more. Never mind. Go to Tweetbox360 on Twitter. And they do have, of course, their regular site. You guys know where to go if you have Xbox Live. And if you don't, go sign up. I do believe they have a free account. You can't talk to anybody, but you can see all this cool stuff. And and I believe you could still play. I'm not sure what they do. They change that around every couple of months. You might be able to play with other people or not, and so not talk to them or something. There's something crazy going on with the Xbox Live Gold or something memberships. But, yeah, I got to go play some wedding game. I can't do this.
No. We're almost done.
No.
All right. Universal Pictures International expands its social gaming relationship with Hop ad campaign. In a media first, following the successful Despicable Me campaign.
Love that
Universal,
movie.
Universal Pictures International has called on Still Games, the global online gaming leader, to be its exclusive partner to break the new movie trailer for its new live-action animated film, Hop. The 2.5-minute trailer, which debuts worldwide today, will run across Spiel Games' online social gaming platforms tailored to girls, girlgogames.com, teensagame.com, and families, gamesgames.com, in 22 countries, with unique visitors expected to top 30 million in over 4 days. Oh, wow.
Wow.
We identified Spiel Games' audience as a match for our target market and our Despicable Me campaign, and they delivered a more deeply engaging relationship with our core kids' audience than traditional forms of online media could. This is coming from Neil. I'm going to kill this name. I'm so sorry. We're as Sunaha. Yeah, okay. Anyways, Vice President of International Media, Universal Pictures International. Spiel's gaming platforms represent a unique opportunity to connect more intimately with our target audiences, especially kids and parents. We're excited to work with them again on this exclusive Hop campaign. So where can we find more information? I just gave you those websites. Yeah, so it looks like girlgogames.com, agame.com, or gamesgames.com if you want to check out the trailer.
No.
No.
I'm teasing.
Well, I do have something else. I'm sorry.
What you got? What you got?
Blending state-of-the-art animation with live action, Hawk tells the comic tale of Fred James Marsden, an out-of-work slacker who accidentally injures the Easter Bunny, voiced by Russell Brand. Ooh, that's going to be
fun. Oh, I love him.
Uh-huh. And must take him in as he recovers. As Fred struggles with the world's worst house guest, both will learn what it takes to finally grow up. It's going to hit cinemas April 1st. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Russell Brand.
I want to see this thing.
I love me.
I knew there had to be more to that story. I was just missing it, apparently.
Did I mention I love Russell Brand? I just want to keep saying that over and over. I love that man.
Well, I don't know what it is about him, but he's kind of hot.
He's very hot. Okay. I sound so happy. Well, Ginger will be happy to hear this.
Ooh.
For all you cell phone addicts out there, AT&T is planning on rolling out unlimited calling to any mobile number.
Any?
Any. This is going to happen again February the 10th. They've announced that it'll start offering its customers unlimited calling to any mobile number in the U.S., regardless of carrier. Again, this is tomorrow, February 10th. There's a couple of catches. You got to sign up. You need to be on the company's unlimited messaging plan, and you need to be on a qualifying nation or family talk plan.
And I knew there had to be a catch.
There's always a catch with AT&T. Got to read the fine print. Unlimited messaging is going to run $20 for individuals and $30 on family phones. So the perk, yeah, it's not free. well, and for some of you, that'll be a great upgrade. But I just suggest, I'm just saying, that you move to Virgin Mobile, because it may not be unlimited talking, but a lot of you text and Facebook way more than you talk. So I'm just saying it's unlimited. Even when my minutes run out on my phone, I can still text. Hey, you can't do that with AT&T. When your minutes are out, they're like, no.
No, that's it.
We do not care that there's an axe murderer in the woods chasing you and you need to make an emergency call or you need to text your friend with your location. You are just in trouble. Virgin Mobile says, go ahead and finish. Use the web. Surf. Post on your Facebook, even if you can't talk to the people. Enjoy, because that's what you pay for. Unlimited minutes. Unlimited data. Do it.
Oh, she's talking to me from the dark side.
Come to the dark side. They have Android phones. You'd still have all of your games, Ginger. I'm just saying.
May have to.
And they have an unlimited plan as well that is still cheaper than AT&T. Any day of the week where you can talk and call around the universe free and text and Facebook and Twitter and everything to your heart's desire and game. Just lovely. Okay.
I do love gaming to my heart's desire.
Okay, I'm sorry. I went all dreamy. Okay. We got about 2 minutes, so you got one more quick one we can toss in here before we get out of here.
And this one is really, 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 really quick. iPhone Valentine's Day L59 promotion from GameLoft. All right, so it looks like this is going to be 59, whatever that is, 59 cents, 59 pounds, something. Valentine's Day is approaching, and to celebrate the love-filled season, GameLoft are offering 14 iPhone games for a very special 59 cents, pound, squid, something. Until 14th of February. But there's a very special twist. 13 of the iPhone games are already 59 cents, but for Valentine's Day, it's up to GameLoft's beloved fans to choose the 14th.
Oh.
Sweet. To cast a vote for the game, yes, any game you want to be made L59 on Valentine's Day, fans simply need to visit the GameLoft Facebook tab for the promotion. So that's facebook.com/GameLoft. For GameLoft's iPad fans, they can pick up Shadow Guardian HD and Star Battalion HD for 59 cents until 14th of February. And GameLoft Android fans can expect a very special surprise on Friday, the 11th of February. All right, so the list of games that are already 59 pounds, quid, something, francs. Anyway, for the iPhone is Spider-Man Total Mayhem, Shrek Kart, Driver, Fishing Kings. Ooh, Fishing Kings.
Kissing?
Fishing Kings. Let's Golf, Shadow Guardian, Rayman 2, The Great Escape, Real Golf 2011, meh, Hero of Sparta 2, Star Battalion, Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, ooh, Brothers in Arms 2, Global Front, Zombie Infection, ooh, zombies. And for the iPad, you've got, of course, Shadow Guardian HD and Star Battalion HD. So head over there at GameLoft.com. Go check them out.
Yay! So,
music started.
That it was actually an accident, but some people got really excited. They were getting ready to play. They thought, ooh, I put my quarters in. No. Anyway, you get two doses of us today, guys, and so you need to tune in later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, when we will have special, very special Fallen Earth guest Marie Kroll on with us, and she'll be talking about our event and other little juicy tidbits, because, you know, we're very random and crazy on the shows at night, even more so than in the morning. And, again, you rocket launcher people, breathe. They're coming. And some of you, stop with the 20 requests. You cannot have 20.
But why not?
Oh, you can only use one at a time anyway. This is not Duke Nukem. This is going out to everybody who keeps requesting this song. I don't know why you guys love it.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh, no.
Miss, baby, baby.